we need to use engaging materials, things that are so attractive to them that the content of the materials serves somewhat as a hook to have them there. So the time we're spending, the ideas we're working with, have some motivational pull to them. Another part of the motivational engagement process is we need to demonstrate early on for them success, where they can see, oh my word, I apply it and I can feel a difference. I can see a difference. Why see? Because we are charting their performance and behavior. Actually, we have them chart it. That's part of it. So they can physically see their performance going up on a graph. We have ongoing conversations with them. Hey, what are you thinking about this? Let's just get our concerns out on the table. Then we continue to move along at a rapid pace, because oftentimes we find that in any kind of supplemental instruction, the pace sometimes slows down, and that becomes boring for kids. So there's a sense of urgency. The other thing is to set high expectations for the student and express a belief in them as a learner. Hey, listen, we all struggle in learning one way or another. You seem to be struggling here. I struggle in this way on this particular thing. That doesn't make us bad people. That just lays out where we need to address and acquire some new skills, perhaps more explicitly than we've done in the past. I know you can learn this strategy, and once you get this one down, it's going to just really open some doors for you.